It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Jerry Kill will be the next NMSU Aggie football head coach. Casey Counts has more.
Athletics director Mario Mocha listed a few of the qualities he was looking for in the next coach.
A track record of turning around programs, especially ones with limited resources, and from areas which historically produce less Division I talent than others. A great recruiter, someone who cares about the student athlete, and a few specific things that I think is very important that you need to be successful as a head coach of the Aggies. All right, a blue-collar mentality and a little sandpaper to them.
Kill said it was Chancellor Dan Arvizu who sealed the deal.
I had the opportunity to spend some time with him, and a lot of our thoughts are very similar. And so I feel like we got an excellent team. This is never going to be about me. This is about you. This is your football team.
Kill, who is 60, said his first priority is focusing on the players already on the team. He last served as permanent head coach at Minnesota, which he led from 2011 until 2015 when he had to retire for medical reasons. Kill had been serving as TCU's interim coach. The Aggies will be joining Conference USA by 2023. For KRWG Public Media, this is Casey Counts.
10 years ago, the worst wildfire disaster in Texas history was devastating. Over 31,000 fires burned over 4 million acres of land. And some say history will likely repeat itself. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports.
September 2011.
The biggest wildfire, as we have been reporting all morning, is still burning out of control just east and south of Bastrop this morning.
An almost unimaginable fire.
There's fire on the...
It is burning on the state park. It's consumed.
5,000 people have been ordered to flee the area.
The Bastrop Complex fire was the most destructive wildfire in Texas history. Over 32,000 acres of forest burnt, 1,600 homes destroyed, thousands evacuated. Several factors came together to cause the massive blaze, including the worst drought in Texas on record since the 1950s Dust Bowl era and high winds caused by Tropical Storm Lee, which made landfall on the Gulf Coast. October 2021. We're driving through Camp Swift, just north of Bastrop, a military installation used by the National Guard. Adam Turner with the Texas A&M Forest Service is taking us to a location in the middle of the camp.
It is a training program to teach a variety of cooperators and agency personnel different classes that they need for wildland firefighting.
The highlight of the day, a prescribed burn. After a brief test fire, the landscape is ignited and crews spring into action. Trainees range from experienced firefighters to those experiencing their first fire. Carrie Hines with the Forest Service helps to coordinate the training event. She explains exactly what the prescribed burn does for the land.
So fire historically got rid of what we call ladder fuels, and that those are the things, lower limbs, small bushes that are growing underneath the mature crowns of a trees in the ground. So when we do prescribed fires, we're aiming to mimic that oftentimes. So we will lose some of these lowest limbs, but if a wildfire were to come through, now those limbs aren't there anymore to burn.
Brad Smith is a meteorologist with the Texas A&M Forest Service. He says unlike other areas of the country, Texas has wildfire seasons almost year-round.
We can be in a fire season anytime that we see 3 to 4 weeks of extended drying.
Smith stops short of admitting climate change will drive more wildfires in the future. But Texas State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon says increased drought will definitely have an effect.
We're definitely going to have hotter droughts when they occur, which means things dry out faster, and that by itself increases the risk of wildfire.
Nielsen Gammon's office recently released its report on future trends in extreme weather in Texas. The report says that the eastern area of Texas will be prone to more drought and wildfire, and the change could come on quickly as the climate gets drier from west to east.
The way that plays out is trees die and they don't get replaced, and the way large expanses of the trees get wiped out is through wildfire. So that overall landscape transition that we expect to see happening over the next 100 years isn't going to be the gradual transition we might hope it'll be. It'll probably take place through wildfires from which the ecosystem doesn't recover in the same way that it would have when the climate was cooler and wetter.
Back at Camp Swift, Kerry Hines is worried that Texas residents may not be ready for the next major fire event.
In Texas, we have so many other disasters, whether it's floods or ice storms or hurricanes, that that get our interest. Just getting people to realize that wildfires are something that happen and that they absolutely can do something to prepare for, to decrease their chances of their home being lost or losing their lives, worries me. I talk to a lot of people who don't think wildfire is an issue.
Nielsen Gammon points out that although climate change is a political football, the professionals on the ground who prepare for future wildfire events are mostly nonpartisan. What remains to be seen is if the average Texan is prepared for the next big fire. You can find out more information on protecting your property from wildfire at the Texas A&M Forest Service website. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.